Bank always on time. Here's Trevor Dorsey. How you doing, guy?
Good. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm super duper. You're all dressed up in the old Bruin attire. You're ready for Friday already, aren't you?
I'm ready. Well, it seems like there's ball games every night anymore. Monday night was JV action, and then tomorrow night we've got freshmen, eighth grade and freshmen, I guess. Friday you're back to varsity action. So
that's right. They stretch it out all over the calendar here so that everybody kind of gets their fill, and the parents can all see everybody do their things.
And then Saturday we got Y ball, so
yeah,
I get to run all over the country with a couple of kids doing that too. So it's Bruin football nonstop, which I can't complain about. I love football season. Although it's hard keeping up with all the other football that I like to keep up with, you know, when you're keeping up with all the Bruin teams. But
you're kind of in that sweet spot of parenthood here where the kids are very busy, the kids are very active, and they're really enjoying the good life that we have here in Bartlesville.
Yes, sir. We do have a very good life in Bartlesville. And speaking of football, if anybody was there in person or listened to it on the radio, Friday night's game against Claremore was kind of one of those cardiac events. I'll tell you, it was a great ball game.
It was a triple bypass waiting to happen.
it was good to see the Bruins get the first notch in their belt with a win Friday night, and hopefully we'll duplicate that this Friday against the Pulpa. So.
You know, there's another winning team in town, and that's Regent Bank.
Yes, sir.
Well, tell us a little bit about Regent.
Well, Regent Bank is... Well, some of you probably know, but if you don't know, we have a location downtown Bartlesville now at 422 South Dewey. That location, we got in there a little bit before the end of 20, so we've been in there the full calendar year of 21.
Yay!
And so been very exciting. We've got all the traditional products and services. You know, right now we're seeing a lot of mortgage stuff because mortgage rates are at an all-time low. I didn't think it was possible for them to get lower, but it seems like here lately we've had a few people that have gotten like in the, you know, mid to low twos, which is just crazy.
Yes.
And we've talked about that before. Like what was, I think the first mortgage I ever got was around 8%. And I thought that was awesome. 8% compared to like 2.5%, that's night and day.
When Mr. Carter was in office, I bought a car. I think I got tackled at like 19% interest on the loan, and then I think the first house I got was probably at 16, and so yeah, you know, you think, oh, the mortgage prices, oh, the percentage rate, oh, the interest is too high. Nonsense. You're not going to get it any better than what you got right now. So if this has been a dream of yours, let's try to put it into action. I'd say
exactly right now, if you aren't a homeowner and you've been thinking about it, I don't know if you'll ever find a better time to do it with the rates the way they are. It's just truly amazing. And so we'd love to help you on that side of things, refinance, purchase a new home. We just got, I think last time I was here, we spoke about that as well, Google and Apple Pay. I don't typically
use
that stuff.
You got all the cool toys.
I'm pretty sure my wife uses that quite a bit, but I know – all of these electronic
methods,
these electronic processes that are available now. I mean, you can make mobile deposits sitting at your desk, sitting at your kitchen table, wherever you're at, whenever you're at, then you can make a mobile deposit, which is just phenomenal. So you really don't have to have a branch on every corner to take care of your every need. Same thing with the ATM. You know,
you got a cool ATM policy.
Yeah, we do. We will waive up to 10 ATM fee transactions per card. So if you and your wife both have a card and you use the ATM 5 or 6 times that month, you will pay no ATM fee. So you can use literally any ATM anywhere, and we're gonna let you use that ATM at no cost.
Sweet.
Kind of a great ATM network.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you're going back to the interest rates on mortgages and stuff like that. We're bringing a lot of people into town here lately. A lot of people are moving here, you know, before we started paying them to move here. And it just one by one, two by two, three by three, and, you know, pretty soon we're going to have a thriving metropolis. It's a micropolitan, you know what I mean?
Well, that is one thing our BDA has been very aggressive on.
They have been. We
have to thank them, and David Woods and Jared over there at the BDA are doing a tremendous job. When Concho relocated some folks, and I think You know, ABB has relocated some folks to this market. Mm-hmm. Now, Harrisoft is a new company here in town, and they are trying to relocate some people. We're told that maybe up to 50 jobs. So, you know, and we'll help you. The BDA, I guess, the city will help with those expenses. I think it's $10,000. So,
and for all the other, go see my friend Trevor.
Yeah. So you take that $10,000, come down to Regent Bank. We'll help you with a mortgage.
Yes, we will.
Because we want you to live in Bartlesville because it's a wonderful place to live, work, and play. Mm-hmm. And you know what a. What ingenious, you know, you hear a lot of communities. I know Tulsa for a while was, you know, trying to pay people to relocate there that could live, you know, work from anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so we have kind of done, I guess, similar concept, but we're bringing them. We want people that are companies here. I mean, we're supporting our companies locally that are trying to get people to live here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very good.
Oh, I think it's excellent. By the way, my mom just moved to town this weekend, and she goes, "Oh, my, look at that beautiful mural." I said, "You know what? We even know that fella. It's Trevor Dorsey, and that's Regent Bank, and you might want to consider that one." Yeah. She goes, "Oh, well, that's really nice." She was really taken by that.
She was here now, and mm-hmm. That's exciting that you have, have her here to keep you in line, I guess. You
know? Oh, yeah.
Didn't get enough of that.
if there's anybody that needs to be kept in line, it's me.
Well, then I was moved here from Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And she says, "Oh, I can tell it's never get cold in the winter." I said, "No, we had our 100-year cold snap last winter, so you're going to be good."
I'm hoping that we can avoid another winter like we had last year. That was not... it was not a great winter if you were a livestock producer. I can say that. You know,
there's nothing like ice and snow when you're trying to feed cattle.
Trying to convince cows not to birth.
Out there on the ice, yeah. No, honey, wait just a little bit.
Yeah. I talked one into it, though. I said, "Give me 3 days," and finally on the third day, she...
Woo!
It went from negative 15 to 20, and so that little sucker is doing good. It's growing, so we lucked out on that one.
Oh, my, I'd say. Now, Regent Bank services so many different things. Like you said, you talked about your mobile platforms and how everything is so up-to-date, even our kids can probably do it better than we could. Still, if your business needs capital, you're the guys and gals to see.
You bet. And we have some really great programs. Right now, SBA, USDA, there's some really great programs out there. Mm-hmm. Throughout this pandemic process, SBA is aggressively looked to help businesses, which is good. Right now, there's a lot of businesses with mm-hmm. the PPP program. And not only outside that, there's mm-hmm. the SBA 7A and the 504 programs. SBA has aggressively been working with clients, not charging them some of the SBA fees that they would normally charge in order to help these businesses, you know, mm-hmm. expand, grow, just get to mm-hmm. some of the pains they've had maybe with, right now you keep hearing, at least I do, all across different industries that trying to get product has just been a nightmare. The supply chain is really messed up, and so again, we're trying to help those businesses navigate those things. Seems like no matter what you are, if you have a product to sell, your supply chain's been messed up, and you're trying to figure out, hey, I could sell 100 units, but I don't have 100 units. You know, I can only get 20.
I got most of 100 units,
and so it's just a different time, and. Yeah. But again, there's products and services out there that we would love to sit down with you, navigate that process with you, figure out what's best for you in order to help you meet your needs and your demands.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's kind of a whole new landscape after COVID. Your business changed. Like you said, supply chain is one thing. Actually, new businesses is another. It seems like some things have just kind of sprung up out of necessity since then.
Yeah, and you look around Bartlesville and you still see things popping up. Mm-hmm. See the grounds torn up there behind $5. That's what I call it, Starbucks.
Yeah.
And anyhow, the grounds torn up there. You got a Slotsy's coming to town. I haven't paid attention. I need to pay better attention, but I think maybe there's been some dirt move where Bricktown Brewery's coming in there at the old.
I see the equipment. So I see the equipment. I see the tropical smoothie.
Yeah, there's some other things going. I mean, you look around and you see different things going on, different projects happening, and so that's exciting. If you've driven around over behind the car dealerships, so Donges and Patriot. Over off Washington Boulevard, there's a housing development in there, and I cut through there the other day and noticed, hey, there's about 10 or 12 houses going up back in there. So
you can hold some putting up bricks and sticks, huh?
Yeah, when you see that, that's a good thing. We do have a housing shortage in Bartlesville, so maybe some of those folks can take that $10,000 and they'll have a new house.
Invest wisely.
But there are a lot of good things going on in town, and again, we would love the opportunity just to sit down with you, talk through some things, and see if there's a product or service that best fits your need, and whatever stage in life that is. And there's a lot of them. You know, we talked about football earlier. I mean, I'll blink of an eye, I'll be looking up and trying to figure out, you know, kids going to college, they need a car, or they need this or that, and you know, all those mobile banking products will come in handy when they get off to school, because again, you don't have to have a bank on every corner, and my kids may go to school where there's not a Regent Bank, but that won't deter
being
able to transact everything.
Yeah. They can do it on the fly. But you know, one thing that is cool, even though we're talking about how mobile Regent Bank is, it's great to know that you have friends and family right there you can speak with face to face. And we have some of the best known and trusted folks who've been doing this a while right there inside your four walls.
Yeah. Yeah. Stick your face in there. I guarantee you'll know.
Everybody.
Maybe everybody. that is one nice thing. It's I call it the cheers effect.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Norm. And you walk in, everybody knows your name. I can't remember. I don't even try to sing that song, but how the song went, you know.
Yeah, from the old TV series. Yeah, you bet. You know, it's just a really friendly, welcoming atmosphere. And, of course, whether you're doing the drive-through service or if you're speaking with the teller, if you want to talk to someone who can, you know, set you up with your business otherwise, you've got the personnel there. They've been in place. They know what they're doing. You didn't have to train up anybody. They came in ready to roll.
No.
That's a good thing.
And great customer. Again, great customer service. Everybody's looking to help you when you walk in the door, and most anybody can help you with whatever need it is you got. So, and if they can't, they'll make sure they get you the right person.
Oh, yeah, they will. And, of course, over No Water Things, it's still going great. Boy, it's been up there for a million years, it seems.
Yeah, and we've still got the same beautiful historic building in downtown No Water, and great staff there that do a great job taking care of all the folks in No Water County. And you know, moving into Washington County, give us an opportunity to better serve those Washington County clients, Osage County. And then you got Chautauqua and Montgomery County and Kansas. And I know both No Water and Bartlesville take care of folks up in that region. And so, again, it's kind of amazing to see all the technology has changed the landscape of where and how you can do business. You don't have to, don't have to have a branch in every community you serve, or you got a tablet, an iPhone, a computer. Hey, you can do business anywhere, and so it's all about relationships.
It is. Even if you're out there wandering the Osage, I mean, you know, you're just right there. You can just take care of business, and like you said, relationships are key. That's what everything's based on.
Yeah, as long as you can get a you know, bounce off a cell tower somewhere. now there are some places in Oklahoma, you know, you get a little rural where it becomes a little bit suspect. But for the most part, you can do business anywhere, anytime. And that is, you know, you and I have been around long enough. We've seen a lot of change in that area. And I think about, you know, my parents and grandparents, the changes they've seen is just...
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine?
Everything from the horse and buggy to man on the moon in one lifetime. That's something else. Boy. So tell everybody where they can find you if they want to meet you in person and talk to a real-life human being.
Well, if we would love to see you. You can come down to 422 South Dewey Avenue in Bartlesville. You could also look us up online at www.regentbank.com. Or you can give us a call at 918-907-3580 and talk to us either live. Again, look us up online. You can find all of our products and services online, so that may give you a little head start if you are thinking about something and and give you an idea to navigate and then have something to talk about. But again, we'd love to see you. Come in, check out our branch. We'll buy you a free cup of coffee there in the branch and see the facility. It's changed significantly, and as you said, Tom, we have a beautiful mural on the side of it. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, it's worth seeing that mural that depicts the history of our wonderful community.
Yep, and then come inside and see the wonderful folks in. I love it. Hey, take care, Trev. Appreciate it.
It's good seeing
Regent
you as always.
Bank!
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.